In the name of the glorious Trinity, Father and Son and Holy Spirit, forever. Amen. Glory be to the everlasting mercies which sent you to us, O Christ, the light of the world and the life of all. Give us wisdom by your law and enlighten our impulses by your knowledge. Sanctify our souls by your truth and grant that we may be obedient to your words and may fulfill your commandments at every hour. O you, who enlightens the rational with the knowledge of your greatness, do enlighten, O my Lord, our thoughts, that we may meditate upon your holy and divine scriptures at all times, O Lord of all, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen. As committed, true, genuine believers of the Lord, we take heart and are joyous of the truth that God hears all things, sees all things. Not only what has been done and said, what is evident, but also all that is in the heart and in the depth of the soul. For, according to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, He, God, praise His name, is quick to discern the thoughts and intents of the heart. See, we take heart and we boast about the omni-characteristics of God, the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresence. But there is another reaction, another response, another emotion that we are instructed to possess in order to live in the Lord God Jesus Christ. We're going to talk about what it means to live, how the scriptures and Christ himself instructs we can live in him, our Lord and God Jesus Christ. And that emotion, that reaction, that response is fear and trembling. We sing during the presentation of the gifts of bread and wine to the altar in the divine liturgy of Holy Qurbana. We sing, the body of Christ and his precious blood, that which is going to be crucified, by the way, not the resurrected one. At that time, it is the crucified body. The body of Christ and his precious blood are upon the holy altar. Let us all draw near to him in fear and in love. In fear and in love, let us draw near to him. In Luke chapter 1, verse 50, in the song, the Magnificat of the ever-Virgin, the Mother of Jesus Christ, our Lord God, she proclaims, and his mercy is to generation after generation toward those who fear him. St. Paul, the blessed apostle, writes and warns the Hebrews, 10:31, it is with terrible, awful, fearful, it is very terrible, that is awful, fearful, to fall into the hands of the living God. Hence, he instructs the Philippians in chapter 2, verse 12, after his discourse on being like Christ, who humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, death on a cross. And he goes on to say, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, not only when I'm with you, but now much more in my absence. Listen to this. Work out your own life, translated salvation in the English version, but the true word is chaye, your life, and we're going to talk about that as well. Work out your own life with fear and trembling. And that is your life in Jesus Christ. So knowing, believing, and confessing that God hears all things, sees all things, not only what has been done and said, but also all that is in the heart and in the depth of the soul, we need to be somewhat concerned. Now, some may say fear does not actually pertain to an emotion that is in tremble. Well, we're going to have a talk about that. Fear can be two aspects. Yes, one aspect is the reverence. We revere. Zdiman Allaha in reverence. Not that God will punish me. But then through the scriptures, we learn that, yeah, we need to also fear God and his wrath, because it is truly harmful when the Lord releases his wrath. So we need to be concerned, beloved, which means prior to making the decision or taking that step or going forward, acting upon our own knowledge and understanding, our own philosophy and look upon life and all that pertains to it, that is life, we need to know that it will most certainly affect our life with, in, through Christ, which will even more so affect our salvation on the day of his return, whether positively or negatively. Now, if we take Philippians chapter 2, verse 12, with extreme seriousness, we should be disposing, getting rid of, ridding ourselves of evil. We should be striving to not to do or say or imagine anything that is evil, that is in our life with Christ, in Christ, through Christ. Because God and God alone knows the hearts of all the sons of men, according to 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 39. Read it. Now you may be saying, hang on. I'm going to join King David in saying, the Lord God is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord God is the strength of my life. By whom am I shaking? True, Psalm 27:1, so true. But that is true when you are living a life in, with, through, and I'm going to define this with one word. It's true when you are living a life in, with, and through Christ that is appeasing to him and not to the world. Then you can rightly so claim Psalm 27:1 and join King David in proclaiming that. However, we must keep in mind that there are instructions as to how we can remain in living or life in Christ. Some will say, off the bat, faith, amen, first and foremost. But there is an equation. We're going to have a look at that as well. I'm going to concentrate on what Jesus is talking about and what Jesus instructs about the Holy Eucharist, because that really pertains a life abiding, remaining, waiting in Christ. And that is the life St. Paul is talking about. The lives of Christians is not just merely the life in the world. No, he's talking about the life that we have received in abundance through Jesus Christ. Praise and glory be to his name. John chapter 6, and this is where we need to be fearful. We need to be trembling. We need to revere both aspects. John chapter 6, verse 53 to 58, Jesus tells us, truly, truly, you know the word is amen, amen in Aramaic. That means yes. You know when mom would say, yes, I'm telling you. It's like Jesus saying yes, yes, not for negotiation, not for compromising. Yes, yes, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourself. What life? There are people who don't believe in God. There are people who do not observe the Holy Eucharist. There are people who mock the Holy Eucharist, symbolize the Holy Eucharist. Do they not live in the world? Of course they do. So what life is Jesus talking about? That life that we receive from him. Let me read it again. Yes, yes, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourself. The one or whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. Now, for those who translate or interpret eating as believing, well, Jesus throws the spanner in the works. He continues to say, for my flesh is truly food, and my blood is truly drink. The one who eats my flesh, listen to this, the one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me. There is that life. So if you do not drink the flesh of Christ and drink, eat the flesh of Christ and drink his blood, you're not remaining. Therefore, you do not have life. And I in him. Just as the living Father, there it is, life, the living Father sent me and I live because of the Father, the one who eats me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Now there is objective. There is the objectiveness. There's an object. There is manna. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not as the fathers ate and died. The one who eats this bread will live forever. Which bread was that, beloved? Which bread? Think about it. Go back to the mystical supper, not the last supper, the mystical supper. Jesus took bread and he claimed, "This is my body." So all this time I've been telling you to eat my flesh, eat my body, and some of you left me because you thought that this is very hard. This statement is very hard to abide by. And I turned around and I said, Simon, would you like to also leave? No. So this is that flesh I was talking to you about. It's this bread. See, we're talking about in fear and trembling, work out your life in Jesus Christ. There is the procedure, you want to call it, lack of a better term. There is one foundation through which we must build our life through Jesus Christ, is through the holy mysteries. In fear and in trembling, not mocking and not joking and not having no relationship with. Now, when I continue, side note, when I continue to mention living in, with, through Jesus Christ, I can admittedly condense that one word in, that those words in one word, a few words, single words, abide, remain, continue, Jesus is saying. You know, let's work out this equation. Let me give you an equation. Faith justifies you. What does justify mean? Justification doesn't mean salvation. No, justify, salvation. Justification, salvation. They're two different words. You know, when you're in Word and you write your document and you want to justify it, you want to make it right, yes? So faith makes us right. You know, again, let's put it this way simply, later. Faith gives us the right to then receive the new life, the regeneration in baptism, because we are being put to death with Christ and we are being born anew in Christ. We receive that new life in Christ. So faith has made us right, given us the right to receive this sacrament, this mystery of new life. But how do we continue that life? How do we continue to remain in that life and work out that life in Jesus Christ that we have received is through the Holy Eucharist. Now, this episode is not about the Holy Eucharist, so don't get me wrong. This is about working out your life in Christ. And what life, if you may say? Your sacramental life. Your church life, your worship life. Jesus emphasizes this and gives us the reason why. John chapter 15, verses 4 to 5. Abide in me. Now we know that if we eat his flesh and drink his blood, we abide in him and he abides in us. There's that spiritual, intimate relationship, spiritual, holy, pleasing, intimate relationship between the bride, the church, and her bridegroom. Abide in me, one way, as we've already ascertained, through the Holy Eucharist, and I in you. That means there's the life that you have. Because Jesus says, if you do not abide in me through the Eucharist, you have no life. Jesus is not within you. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot yield fruit of itself unless it remains or abides or waits in the vine, so also neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoso abides in me and I in him, this produces much fruits, because without me you cannot do anything. So when we come to remain in that life with Jesus Christ, you may be saying, well, what about those people who sin, and what about those who come to church and partake in the Holy Eucharist in order to in tremble and fear to work out their life? Yes, we are sinners. Of course. We will fall short. We will sin. It is our human nature. When Christ paid the debt, when Christ gained us redemption on the cross, and he paid the debt, and he was victorious over death, sin, and Satan. Keep in mind, beloved, he didn't take away our free will. Man is free, has his own intellect and choice. That's why we see what's happening in the world today. So we still have that free will, and sometimes, unfortunately, we use the free will to grieve the Holy Spirit of God. But we come back and we ask God to forgive us, like the prodigal son. And one more time, the garment of grace is wrapped around us. The sonship authority of the ring is given to us. The gospel, which is the path, you know, the gospel, which is symbolizing the shoes, a new shoes, new life in Jesus Christ through the gospel. And we partake in the fattened cow, calf that has been slaughtered, and in that mystical celebration. And that is how we remain in Christ. And this, beloved, was practiced in the churches in the first century of Christendom, as it was practiced in the church at Corinth. 1 Corinthians 10:16. Look what St. Paul writes. The cup of thanksgiving, that is the wine or the blood, which we bless, is it not the participation, communion, unity of the blood of Christ? And the bread that we break, is it not the participation or communion or unity of the body of Christ, which we need to eat in order to remain in Jesus Christ, in order to have life in Jesus Christ? That's why, you know, we always preach and say, when you approach the mysteries, don't come with your three button top shirt buttons undone and your short sleeves rolled up, and you approach the mysteries like, hey, bro, what's happening? No, we need to be trembling and in fear, because the angels at that moment are trembling, and the angels are envious of you approaching the mysteries, because that is how you have life in Jesus Christ. The church lived in Christ. The church lives in Christ through the holy mysteries. And to date, does the same until the day of salvation, when her heavenly bridegroom arrives to take her in his bridal chamber. So yes, tremble and fear of respect and reverence, but at the same time, tremble and fear of concern. Hebrews 10:39. It is very terrible or fearful to fall into the hands of the living God. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah. Read about it. Pharaoh, read about him. Ananias and Sapphira, his wife, read about them. And in Hebrews chapter 12, verses 25 to 29, regarding the unshaken kingdom, see to it that you do not refuse him who is speaking. For if those did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, much less will we escape whom turn away from him who warns from heaven. And his voice shook the earth then, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I will not shake only the earth, but also the heaven. This expression, Paul goes on to say, yet once more, denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken and of created things, so that those things which cannot be shaken, the kingdom, may remain. Therefore, since we receive the kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service and reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire. So, beloved, when we urge and when we at times maybe even forcefully encourage you to attend church, to come and partake in the Holy Eucharist so that you have life and you remain in that life, you celebrate Jesus, you share in God's life through the Holy Eucharist, that is because your life in Christ, your life in God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you need to work out in fear and trembling, because those who don't eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, very simply, Christ puts it, has no life in himself. Now, don't come and say, well, what about those people? And just concentrate about what Christ is instructing and warning. So truly, beloved, yeah, fear your life in Christ. Those who weren't at church yesterday because of silly and unjustifiable excuses, well, I'd like to see you in church this coming Sunday, to be kneeling before the Lord and asking him for forgiveness, and that he may have compassion and mercy. And once you receive the absolution from the church, you do approach the mysteries in fear and trembling, because that is how and that is when you are working your life out in Jesus Christ and through Jesus Christ. So let's not take all these blessings for granted, beloved. Oh, I'm tired. You know, just that one Sunday we'll sleep. You know, there's going to be a sleep that's awaiting each and every one of us. And it's going to be long according to the earthly time, obviously. So let's approach this mystery. Let's approach as the days are available for us. Let us be wise and use the time and days and months and years wisely, beloved. So, beloved, one way to work out our life in Jesus Christ in fear and trembling is to be at church, so that you can receive that gracious gift of the holy mysteries, which will have you grow, sustain you, keep you in that amazing life in Jesus Christ. Praise and glory be to his holy name, now and at all times and forever. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed this week's message. Please don't forget to rate and review this podcast and share it with your friends and family. For any future topic suggestions or to give us detailed feedback, please visit our link in the show notes, linktr.ee/doubleedgedsword. Until next time, God bless you all.